This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Funky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program to get you caught up on anything and everything happening in the NBA. Coming up on this week's program, we have an interview with Jenny Carlson. She's a sports columnist for the Oklahoman newspaper. We recap the 2020-2021 Oklahoma City Thunder season. Also, we discuss Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, also Chris Paul, and so much more. Also, we'll recap the Olympic basketball. That's right. We'll have highlight scores and highlights from the 3x3 tournament as well as Team USA action so far in the Olympics. So looking forward to that on this week's program. But first, let's get to my top three storylines. Well, it's the beginning of a new era. The 2021 NBA draft has just passed, and this was an exciting night for a lot of youngsters that are going to be that have left college or left high school or left international ball and have entered a new era, not just in their career, but in their lives, and that's the NBA draft. Cade Cunningham was selected number one overall out of Oklahoma State. He's going to the Detroit Pistons. Jalen Green was selected number two overall, going to the Houston Rockets. And Evan Mobley was the third overall pick. He was selected by the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'll get more into the draft order a little bit earlier, but the NBA draft means a lot. It's the beginning of a new era, as I mentioned earlier, the beginning of a new professional life and also a new personal life. ESPN analyst Jalen Rose once said that not only do you become the CEO of your life, you become the CEO of everyone's lives. It begins and ends with you, not just whether it be personal decisions or professional decisions. Everyone is impacted in some form of fashion. So the NBA draft, you know, we've heard a lot of stories throughout the years about the NBA draft. There's some players that succeed highly. There's some players that succeed minimally. And there's some players that may be lucky to play maybe two, three, may have long careers in the NBA, but are journeymen. But that's neither here nor there. The 2021 NBA draft, this is, again, a continuous youth movement in the NBA. And it should be exciting to see what's going to happen with these draft picks for the next decade or two. So, again, congratulations to all the players that were drafted in this year's 2021 NBA draft.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz & Watson. Fire up your weekend with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
My next storyline is going to be the Detroit Pistons. So it's official. It's a new era in Detroit. Cade Cunningham is the number one overall pick in the 2021 NBA draft. You know, it's an exciting time in Detroit because, remember, it's a lot of young talent that they have there, such as with Sadiq Bey, Amadou Diallo, Jeremy Grant, who's currently playing for Team USA. So this is going to be interesting how Cade Cunningham, he's going to come in right away. He's going to start. He's going to make things happen. And this should be a revitalization of the Pistons franchise. Thankfully, they play in the Eastern Conference, so they could possibly, maybe, get an 8 spot, maybe be a 7 seed, or have a chance to at least play in the play-in tournament. And again, they have Dennis Smith on their roster, so it's going to be interesting how this all plays out. But again, the Detroit Pistons, they have every right to be excited. Dwayne Casey is their head coach, and people in Detroit and people in the Motor City, they're excited to have their new star with Cade Cunningham. So again, the Detroit Pistons, they may have a chance to make maybe the 8th seed or at least have an opportunity to play in the play-in tournament. So kudos to the Detroit Pistons on loading up and locking up on their future with Cade Cunningham. And for my last storyline, Russell Westbrook, one of the most exciting players in the NBA, Russell Westbrook. What can you say about him? He's done so much in his still very young career, still very much in his prime in the NBA. If you don't know what I'm talking about, here's an audio clip.
40 seconds to go. Westbrook, the hesitation. Oh, the monster jam by Russell Westbrook and the foul. Oh, my gosh.
Me, dip him in holy water. Oh, man. And he wanted all the action afterwards. I mean, look at that. Ooh, like.
Indeed, he's had a lot of action throughout his career. He had a lot of action for 11 seasons with the Oklahoma City Thunder, 1 year with the Houston Rockets, then after that was traded to the Washington Wizards, and now he's on the move again. This time, he's going to the Los Angeles Lakers. That's right, in a trade that was pulled off on draft night, Russell Westbrook will be has been traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. And in return, Westbrook will be going to the Lakers along with the 2024 second-round pick and the 2028 second-round pick. And in return, the Washington Wizards will get Kyle Kuzma, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and Montrezl Harrell, and, of course, the number 22 pick in the draft that had taken place this past week. Let's get back to Russell Westbrook for a moment. We know Russell Westbrook is one of the most dynamic and one of the most explosive players in the history of the NBA. His athleticism is through the roof and then some. And I got to tell you, when you watch a Russell Westbrook play, it is phenomenal. It is extraordinary. His athleticism, just his sheer competitiveness, it is off the chain. And now with him going to be a Los Angeles Laker, that's another big three, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook. And it was revealed to a lot of journalism outlets, a lot of media outlets, and even on social media that LeBron, AD, and Russell were in Los Angeles discussing the possibility of the three of them playing together, putting their egos to the side and making this thing happen. And as if the Western Conference isn't competitive enough, now you've got Russell Westbrook in the fold with the Lakers. Man, it's going to be outstanding. So now you've got the Lakers. They have their three. The Clippers are intact with Kawhi and Paul George. There's a Phoenix coming back, depending on the situation with Chris Paul. Denver, Nikola Jokic. A lot of those guys are going to be great. I mean, every year it's always tough to win in the Western Conference. And, you know, Portland, Damian Lillard made a commitment that he's set to come back to the Blazers for this year. So it's going to be interesting how the West is going to fold. It's going to be interesting because now all eyes are on Los Angeles. We've already got a big three in Brooklyn with KD, Kyrie, and Harden, and now a big three in Los Angeles with the Lakers with LeBron, AD, and Russell Westbrook. I can't wait to see how this is going to turn out. This should be a lot of fun. That takes care of segment number one. When I come back from the break, we'll have scores and highlights from the 3x3 tournament as well as some action from Team USA in Olympic competition so far. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do.
And he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson, with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that.
Hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
Kick back with some classical. And when you do, make a classic. Start with Eckrich Hardwood Smoked Sausage. Then, just add it to anything. Pasta, mac and cheese, chili, anything. As long as there's Eckrich, you'll get a standing ovation. Eckrich, you do you.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, so again, let's get the NBA offseason, never a dull moment, and let's get you caught up on currently on some of the major deals that have happened, major trades that have happened so far in the NBA. As I mentioned earlier, the Washington Wizards traded NBA All-Star Russell Westbrook along with a 2024 second-round pick and a 2028 second-round pick to the Los Angeles Lakers. And in return, the Wizards, and in return for Kyle Kuzma, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Montrezl Harrell, and, of course, the 22nd overall pick in the 2021 NBA draft, which was Isaiah Jackson from the University of Kentucky. So, again, the Lakers get Westbrook. So, again, the Wizards will get Kuzma, Caldwell-Pope, Montrezl Harrell, and also Frank Jackson out of the University of Kentucky, while the Wizards are going to get Russell Westbrook. I'm sorry, the Wizards are going to get Kuzma, Caldwell, Pope, and Harrell in a 22nd pick, while the Lakers will receive Westbrook, a 2024 second-round pick, and a 2028 second-round pick. So, again, clearly the winner in this draft is going to – the winner in this trade, I should say, excuse me, is the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, Russell Westbrook, one of the premier players in the NBA, someone that has his athleticism and his athletic ability is through the roof. So, again, the trade doesn't become official until August the 6th, but I know Russell, again, growing up in the Los Angeles area, very excited about the opportunity to return to the opportunity to return to Southern California and the Los Angeles area, to be exact, and to make some noise once again, and hopefully he can win that NBA championship that has eluded him for so long. He had several opportunities in OKC, didn't work out there, had a chance in Houston, that didn't work out. But hopefully with being around LeBron and AD, they can definitely put those egos to the side and hopefully try to win an NBA championship, at least make it to the Western Conference Finals. Also, a trade that happened between New Orleans and Memphis. The Memphis Grizzlies receive center Steven Adams, shooting guard Eric Bledsoe, along with the number 10 pick and the number 40 pick in the 2021 NBA draft. Of course, that pick was Zaire Williams out of Stanford. Because he's headed to Memphis. And also Jared Butler, who was picked in the second round. He was number 40 overall. They will be headed to Memphis. And also headed to Memphis is a protected 2022 first-round pick, courtesy of the Lakers. So, again, the Grizzlies get Adams, Bledsoe, and the number 10 and number 40 pick in the 2021 NBA draft and a 2022 first-round pick. And while the New Orleans Pelicans will receive Jonas Valanciunas, the number 17 pick in the 2021 NBA draft, which was Trey Murphy III, a small forward out of the University of Virginia. And also they get the number 51 overall pick, which was the number 51 pick in the 2021 draft, which was Brandon Boston Jr., a shooting guard out of Kentucky. So clearly, if I had to make a move of who won this deal, I would say New Orleans won this deal because they needed more offense. I mean, Steven Adams, one of the most revered and one of the most respected players in the NBA. But Steven Adams is a rim protector. He's a rebounder. His offense has gotten better over the years. But when you put Jonas Valanciunas in the mix, oh, man, Jonas is outstanding. His offense, he gives you offense, he gives you rebounding, he's got more range to his game, and that's what the Pelicans needed, especially with the help out Zion Williamson, because again, we don't know what the future is going to hold for Lonzo Ball. We don't know, and if he does come back, we know how limited he is offensively. He gets points here and there, but you got to realize, when you put Jonas Valanciunas in the mix, a lot of things happen. You get so much more offense. And again, he gives you more offense than Steven Adams. So if I had to pick who got the better end of the deal, I would say New Orleans got the better end of the deal on this one. And again, great move, great trade right there. Again, Steven Adams, no matter where he goes, he's going to be an effective player. Same thing for Drew Bledsoe. He's going to be an effective player as well. So kudos to Memphis, but most importantly, kudos to the New Orleans Pelicans for doing what they did and acquiring a quality big man in Jonas Valanciunas. All right, so some more off-season trades that we had during this busy NBA off-season. The Boston Celtics have traded to get Josh Richardson. The Dallas Mavericks decided to make the move and to go ahead and trade Josh Richardson to the Boston Celtics. Also, the Boston Celtics had a trade with the Atlanta Hawks. The Boston Celtics have traded Tristan Thompson to they traded him to the Sacramento Kings in a three-team deal with the Atlanta Hawks. So while also the Boston Celtics are going to receive Chris Dunn, that's an interesting move right there on that one. So let's see here. The Sacramento Kings have acquired Tristan Thompson in the deal. So Tristan Thompson is headed to Sacramento. The Boston Celtics are going to receive Chris Dunn, Bruno Fernando, and a 2023 second-round pick. And the Hawks will receive DeLon Wright. Now, Sacramento is a team that's young. They're rebuilding. This is a new era in Sacramento. You know, De'Aaron Fox, Tyrese Halliburton, Marvin Bagley, and now with Tristan Thompson in the mix, who's not even 30 yet. Tristan comes in as a rim protector, brings in rebounding points in the paint and things of that nature. So it's going to be interesting how Sacramento plays out in this one. Chris Dunn, a solid offensive player, somebody that Boston desperately needs to kind of be a number three guy behind Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. So good move on all three, but I think Boston is going to clearly get the better end of the deal because Boston's ready to win right now. So kudos to them on that one. So again, the three-team trade with Sacramento, Boston, and the Hawks. So Tristan Thompson heads to Sacramento. Chris Dunn and Bruno Fernando head to Boston, and going to Atlanta is DeLon Wright. So, again, the Dallas Mavericks, as I mentioned earlier, they're going to be trading Josh Richardson to the Boston Celtics, and more picks are going to be coming a little bit later. Also, in the Josh Richardson trade, the Celtics are going to be trading Moses Brown to the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks say they see a bright future in Moses Brown, while the Celtics, they want to win right now. And again, with Chris Dunn and Bruno Fernando being there now, with Josh Richardson coming over, and then, of course, you've got Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, that's going to add a huge element because, again, they're ready to win right now in Beantown. Also, another big move that had taken place this week. This was a shocker right here, but considering how the Utah Jazz had a great season last year, the Jazz have traded veteran center Derek Favors and a future first-round pick to the Oklahoma City Thunder for a future second-round draft pick and cash considerations. Again, with Oklahoma City, a young team, rebuilding, looking to get better, they're on the move. They've got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. There's also Lu Dort in the mix as well, and they want to get some veteran leadership. They want to get a rim protector. They got Derek Favors as a part of the trade. So Favors, Oklahoma City currently wins out on this one, where they get not only Favors, but they get a future first-round pick. The Thunder get a future second-round pick and draft pick and some cash consideration. So, again, Oklahoma City continuing to get younger, continuing to build for the future. And also, too, with the trade, this trade would put Utah $13 million below the luxury tax. So, again, this could possibly they want to bring back Mike Conley Jr. Of course, Mike Conley Jr., someone that has been pivotal for the Jazz the last couple of years, was hurt during the playoff run, but they see a lot in him and they want to bring him back. So we shall see what happens with Utah in the future, but Oklahoma City definitely continuing to build on their future and continuing to look forward for the next decade or two. All right, let's move along now to the current NBA draft order. So as again, in the first round, we had the number one overall pick in the NBA draft representing the Detroit Pistons. The Detroit Pistons selected Cade Cunningham as their number one overall pick. The number two overall pick belonged to the Houston Rockets. That's Jalen Green. The number three overall pick belonged to the Cleveland Cavaliers. That was Evan Mobley. Coming in at number four was Scottie Barnes. He was selected by the Toronto Raptors. Coming in at number five is Jalen Suggs from the Orlando Magic. Coming in at number six, the Oklahoma City Thunder drafted Josh Giddey. Also, the Golden State Warriors had the seventh overall pick. They drafted Jonathan Kuminga. The next pick was the eighth overall pick, which was the Orlando Magic. They had the draft pick. They drafted Franz Wagner out of Germany. The ninth overall pick belonged to the Sacramento Kings. They drafted Davion Mitchell. The New Orleans Pelicans had the 10th overall pick. They drafted Zaire Williams, but, of course, his rights would later be traded to Memphis. The next pick, the 11th overall pick, belonged to the Charlotte Hornets. They drafted a James Bouknight. The San Antonio Spurs had the 12th overall pick. They drafted Joshua Primo. The Indiana Pacers had the 13th overall pick. They drafted Chris Duarte. The Golden State Warriors had another pick in the first round. They had the 14th overall pick. They drafted shooting guard Moses Moody. The Washington Wizards had the 15th overall pick. They drafted Corey Kispert. The Oklahoma City Thunder had the 16th overall pick. They drafted Elperin Şengün from Turkey. He would later be traded to the Houston Rockets. The Memphis Grizzlies had the 17th overall pick. They drafted Trey Murphy III. His rights would later be traded to New Orleans. The next pick belonged to the Oklahoma City Thunder again. And they drafted a point guard, the 18th overall. His name is Trey Mann. And the next pick belonged to the New York Knicks, 19th overall. They selected Kai Jones, but his rights would later be traded to Charlotte. The Atlanta Hawks were next on the board. They had the 20th overall pick. They drafted Jalen Johnson. The New York Knicks, again, were next on the draft board. They had the 21st overall pick. They drafted Keon Johnson. He would later be traded to the Los Angeles Clippers. The next move on the board was the Los Angeles Lakers. And again, the Lakers had the 22nd overall pick. They drafted Isaiah Jackson, but he would later be traded to Indiana via the Washington Wizards deal, the Russell Westbrook deal. Next on the board was Usman Garuba. He was drafted 23rd overall. He was drafted by the Houston Rockets. Again, the Houston Rockets had another pick in the draft in the first round. They had the 24th overall pick. They drafted Josh Christopher. Next up on the board was the Los Angeles Clippers. They drafted the 25th overall pick. They drafted Quentin Grimes. His rights would later be traded to the New York Knicks. The Denver Nuggets had the 26th overall pick. They drafted Bones Highland. The Brooklyn Nets had the 27th overall pick. They drafted LSU shooting guard Cameron Thomas. The Philadelphia 76ers had the 28th overall pick. They drafted Jaden Springer. The 29th overall pick belonged to the Phoenix Suns. They drafted De'Ron Sharp. He would later be traded to the Brooklyn Nets. And the last pick in the first round of the 2021 NBA draft, the Utah Jazz had drafted Santi Aldama, but his rights, he would later be traded to the Memphis Grizzlies. So also some other notable picks to pass along. Jeremiah Robinson Earl was drafted by the New York Knicks, but he was later traded to Oklahoma City. So again, the Thunder continuing to just build on the youth movement there and continuing in that rebuild. Also, Ayo Dosunmu was, the sensation out of Illinois, was drafted by the Chicago Bulls. Also, some other notable draft picks to pass along. Isaiah Livers was drafted by the Detroit Pistons. So, again, the Pistons continuing with the youth movement, the rebuild. They already drafted Cade Cunningham. Now they bring in Isaiah Livers in the mix as well. So, again, some interesting draft picks. And, again, the future is bright in Detroit as well as Houston and Cleveland, Oklahoma City and Toronto and Memphis and New Orleans, to be exact, as well as Charlotte. So congratulations to the gentlemen that were drafted in this year's NBA draft.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chrisley Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
All right, let's move along now to the scores and highlights from the first ever 3x3 tournament. This is the first Olympics that have introduced the 3x3 tournament. And if you had an opportunity to watch it, both men's and women's, it was exciting. And in the gold medal game, it was an exciting one between Latvia and Russia Olympic Committee. Here's the highlights from that contest.
So now we have the 68th and final 3x3 basketball games of these Olympics, starting now the gold medal game on the men's side.
Gold medal action between ROC and Latvia. ROC pulling off the shocker of the tournament, getting past Serbia. And just as they started that game, perfect action for Sharov for an easy bucket.
This should be a classic final. The young ROC squad, all under 25 years old, against 3x3 powerhouse Latvia, who not too long ago, with the new kids on the block themselves, taking 3x3 by storm. But this ROC team, man, they peaked at the right time. This is going to be an interesting matchup for Latvia. Oh, this dude stays on like the porch light. Alexander Zuev, huge missed opportunity. Trailing by three. Got rocked. That Pitlow put him on the bucket list. Here is the man known as Batman, Carlos Lasmanis, the leading scorer in the tournament. He gets another one to go. Now, here's where Lasmanis is going to be put to the test. The biggest player on this Latvian team. He's got a key.
Pitlow!
Oh, my
goodness. The player has answered.
That was deeper than spoken word. How did he hit that? But normally a knockdown shooter. Missed opportunity there.
The ace hook it inside for Lasmanis and robbing a Batman.
Beautiful hookup from the dynamic duo.
Zuev can't finish.
Good defense there from the ace. Now he's got to go to work. Excuse me.
Got places to go, buckets to give, step through Korea. Like you were saying, just a one-possession game. And a steal. That's that active defense. Got to have active hands. Oh, nice play. They share it like a good meme. And Karpenko looks like he may have ripped his shoe. He did. He ripped right through his shoe. It'll be interesting to see how he's able to move with duct tape. Oh, Clemens is moving on one leg now. So a couple of just odd developments here for both teams. And we're going to see if he's going to be able to return. The Latvian three are going to have to hold it down in the meantime. Oh, what a play! Shorov inside, and Karpenko finishes the highlight. Given his issues in the past, but he seems to be moving okay for now. We'll keep an eye on it. Meantime, there's Lazmanis putting it between the eyes. We are tied in this gold medal game with 3:35 remaining. Both teams 8 points away from a win. Oh, the chair was pulled. Karpenko stumbles. That is a savvy play. Miesis gives Latvia the lead. Mislav actually mentioned that the adjustment from 5-on-5 to 3x3 was very significant for him on this Russian Olympic squad. Chavars, the fake and the finish.
And Chavars
passing the rat. 15 apiece with 3:02 remaining. This is perfect 3-3 offense.
That was the right decision to make. You get Karpenko out there. He could have settled for the two.
Krumins, no. Both teams are 5 points away from a gold medal as we approach 2 minutes left. Karpenko. Too strong.
Yeah, that's tough because Krumins is injured. I know he's fighting as hard as he can, but he can't. Yeah, I think he's saying that he can't go.
Miesis and Lazmanis will have to go the rest of the way. Three of the best 3x3 players in the world.
He's trying to tape up that ankle.
Miesis! Call Rihanna because it's raining.
I love it.
It's going to take every bit of it. The final 1 minute and 30 seconds of this thing. Pisklov looking inside. Karpenko against Miesis. Karpenko, the touch.
Oh, yeah. He's just too big, too strong, too much.
Miesis, free run to the rim. So a two ball can win it for Latvia. Miesis again. Over to Lazmanis. He'll go for the win. And he buries it. Carlos Lazmanis wins gold for Latvia. Holy cow, Batman. The biggest shot of Carlos Lazmanis' career. He is clutch like a six-speed on this Latvian team. As they claim gold here in Tokyo, what an effort from this squad. Latvia came to Tokyo with one goal in mind. That was to prove to the world they reign supreme in 3x3. They will be taking home a gold medal, a group that will be solidified in the history of this young sport.
And that's how it went down in the first ever Olympic gold medal game in the men's 3x3 basketball tournament at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Again, congratulations to Latvia for beating Russian Olympic Committee, final score 21-18. The leading scorer for Latvia was Karlis Lazmanis. And also, Karlis was the points leader during the men's 3x3 tournament. He had a total of 76 points representing Latvia. So, again, congratulations to Latvia on winning the Olympic gold medal in the men's 3x3 tournament.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Now let's get to some scores currently at this point for Team USA. And again, the men, they didn't get off to a great start. Their first game was against France, and France would beat them 83-76. Here's the highlights from that contest.
It is day one of the Olympic basketball competition, the final game in the evening session. It's a good one. Pool A, the United States taking on France.
He can give you a little bit of everything. He's going to defend their best player. He can shoot the three. He can score when you need it.
And Evan Fournier off the glass. He'll have a three-point opportunity. Looking for Holiday on the cut. Couldn't find him. Durant's wide open. Got a good look for three. That's money.
Absolutely.
Fournier has it punched away. A breakout. Tatum again. And he puts it away.
It is easy basket off of turnovers.
Into Gobert. Around. Bam. And Gobert slams it through. Trying to punish the smaller American big men. Pass is deflected. Trying to stay. Oh, my gosh. Wow, what a nice hustle play by Nick Batum.
I mean, he's the Swiss Army Knife. Whoa. He does it all for the team. A great pass, great awareness, and understanding where Rudy Gobert was on the floor. Once Drew Holiday is able to get into the paint, open threes everywhere.
Inside ball stripped. Draymond Green, nice lead. LaVine hammers it home.
I mean, easy hop.
United States leading France at the midway point, 45-37. We'll have more.
You mentioned Durant. I mean, he had his three fouls. He only played just 7 minutes and 42 seconds.
And Fournier connects on a three-pointer. And Vincent Poirier comes on. Another big man for France. Fournier gets a flyby, shoots the three and hits. So eluding Zach LaVine, and Fournier now has 18 points. Poirier inside, dump it to Gobert. Beautiful pass and the finish by Gobert. So playing two bigs now. Inside. Poirier got it, and a foul. Let's see how the United States responds. Now Gobert coming in. DiColo got it. Nando DiColo.
I know you're being unselfish, but be a scorer.
Hertel off the mark. Hertel try it again. That's good. 9 seconds to go.
Yeah, they have life and confidence right now.
Holiday steps back. That's good. Now, Drew Holiday, important three for the United States. Durant has only played 15 minutes in this game. Good setup. Three on the way. Holiday. And it goes in.
Yes.
A kind bounce.
We call those soft rims.
At the Saitama.
All right, again, the audio is courtesy of NBC Sports, the Olympics, and the International Olympic Committee. France would beat the United States 83-76. The leading scorer for France was Evan Fournier. He finished with 28 points. Meanwhile, the leading scorer for the United States was Drew Holiday. He finished with 18 points. Also contributing in that contest, despite the loss, Damian Lillard, he finished with 11 points. Kevin Durant finished with 10 points. Bam Adebayo finished with 12 points and 10 rebounds. So, again, that was the loss that the United States had, but they would redeem themselves in a few days, and they redeemed themselves big as the United States would go on to beat Iran. The final score, 120-66. Here's the highlights from that contest.
The United States takes on the Republic of Iran. And then Holiday forced them all the way out. How about Drew Holiday playing defense there? And Adebayo sprinting to the other end.
I mean, that's what he does.
Durant on the baseline. Draymond kicking it back out. Lillard's had the hot hand. Middleton to KD. The ball moving around nicely. That is the shot. JaVale McGee, three championships, two with the Warriors, one with the Lakers. Holiday with the block. And Jeremy Grant push ahead. Tatum is free to hammer it down.
Whoa.
84-46, the United States. A brilliant performance offensively and defensively, led by that man, Damian Lillard. So the U.S. wins it 120-66.
And indeed, the United States beats Iran, final score 120-66. And as the announcer said, Damian Lillard was the leading scorer in that game. He finished with 21 points. Meanwhile, Kevin Durant and Chris Middleton both had 10 points. Zach LaVine finished with 13 points. Jason Tatum had 14 points in the contest. And Devin Booker finished with 16 points. So again, the United States beat Iran 120-66. And the United States pull off another victory. They would beat the Czech Republic. Final score 119-84. For the United States, Jason Tatum finished with 27 points. Also, JaVale McGee finished with 10 points. Zach LaVine had 13 points. Drew Holiday had 11 points. And Kevin Durant finished with 23 points. So, again, the United States started off bad, but so far so good. They're definitely picking up the pace as they get their groove together and continuing to do big things in tournament play in the Olympics, as they currently have a record, as this show airs, of 2-1. All right, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Jenny Carlson. She is a sports columnist for the Oklahoman newspaper. We discussed the 2020-2021 Oklahoma City Thunder season and so much more. Jenny is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Kick back with some classical. And when you do, make a classic. Start with Eckrich Hardwood Smoked Sausage. Then, just add it to anything. Pasta, mac and cheese, chili, anything. As long as there's Eckrich, you'll get a standing ovation. Eckrich, you do you.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we've sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Save big for back to school at Academy Sports and Outdoors with great deals from Adidas and Under Armour. Footwear is up to 30% off, and Adidas and Under Armour apparel are up to 25% off. Plus, save 25% on backpacks and lunchboxes. Gear up with Adidas and Under Armour at Academy. Offers are valid July 28th through August 8th.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals. John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
Clowns can get away with murder.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
Plus, the most bingeable crime series, Snap. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
3-2-2-3. They mix it up. They communicate. Worked last night. So far.
Gilgeous Alexander hits the three. Beautiful tip pass by Mello, but Baisley runs the floor and gets the alley-oop.
Coach Stott not happy about that. Calls the timeout right away.
Blazers have yet to hit a three. Gilgeous Alexander hustling down the floor. Muscala from up top, and that's what he's been doing this season, hitting more threes per game. Gilgeous Alexander, checked by Little. Gets to his left. Nice sidestep and finish. Blazers wanted a goaltend. No call. Maladon will try another one from the same spot and gets it this time.
Yeah, just a breakdown in defensive transition.
Blazers have hit a couple over the last few possessions. Helped them make it a 7-point game. Gilgeous Alexander just said, I'll take it myself.
The Thunder played last night and really got toasted by the 76ers down in Philly. Dort.
Lugans Dort.
Dort in his last four games had 42 against Utah. Now the Thunder have like some absurd number of draft picks coming up, right?
Yeah, I think 37 over the next 7 years.
Dort gets an opening in the lane and has a chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, Grant Williams.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. The first audio piece that you heard that was courtesy of Valley Sports Northwest. That was Oklahoma City Thunder guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He scored 24 points against the Portland Trail Blazers on January 25th, 2021. And then the last highlight that you heard, that was Oklahoma City Thunder guard Lugets Dort, who scored 24 points against the Boston Celtics on April 27th, 2021. That was courtesy of Valley Sports New England. And on the program, we have a sports columnist from the Oakland, from the Oklahoman, that covers writes about the Oklahoma City Thunder. We want to welcome her to the program, Jenny Carlson. Hello, Jenny. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's jump right to it. The 2020-2021 Oklahoma City Thunder season was it wasn't the best. They went through a lot of changes during the before the season began. Chris Paul was traded to the Phoenix Suns, and throughout the course of the year, there were so many deals that were made. The Thunder acquired Al Horford, who's an experienced veteran, one of the key players in the league. We're going to talk more about Al in just a moment, but I want to start off with someone that could possibly be the future of the franchise, and that's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And he had a solid 2020-2021 campaign. He got injured, but nevertheless, his 2020-2021 season was solid. Give me your thoughts on Shai and his performance during the season.
Well, he got hurt about midway through the year, and that changed a lot for the Thunder. Had a plantar fasciitis that they hoped would heal, that he would be able to get back on the court. But that didn't happen. And it also, I think, exacerbated their plans with Al Horford. You know, I think that they, you know, wanted to do right by Al, and they knew that he would be somebody they'd probably be looking to trade in the off season. And so they didn't want him to, you know, have to play extended minutes without, you know, a great player like Shai on the court with him. So they shut him down. That was a mutual agreement between him and the franchise. And obviously, had Shai been able to play more, they might have continued to play those two together like they had at the first part of the year, which frankly, their record getting to the All-Star break was a whole lot better than a lot of us anticipated. And that was, you know, they weren't going to be up towards the top of the West. We knew that. And frankly, I'm not sure they wanted to be. This was a team that at some point knew that the cycle of life in the NBA was going to come around, and they were going to have to rebuild, reload. And as a smaller market team, that was going to happen through the draft. And the best way to get draft picks is to get them of your own record, which, you know, it's not going to be good if you're going to get really good draft picks. So they knew this time was coming. And so, you know, their record the first half of the season was, like I said, probably better than we expected. But I think that they did get a chance to see, even though, you know, that Shai did get hurt, they did get a chance to see him as that dominant point guard, that leader point guard. Obviously, he played his first season in Oklahoma City with Chris Paul and learned a ton from Chris Paul. But at some point, if you're the Thunder, you want to see how Shai Gilgeous-Alexander plays as the leading point guard. And they got a chance to see that a decent amount last year, and the returns were really good. So they feel like they've got a guy in SGA who they can build around and hope to have him for a long time to come. So I think that even though, obviously, as you said, the record wasn't great, they saw some things and got to learn some things last year that they believe will be beneficial moving forward.
Indeed, it will be beneficial moving forward. And again, we're gonna get more into Chris Paul in just a moment, but I want to stay with Gilgeous-Alexander for a moment. He, as you said, he got hurt in the middle of the year, but he had a solid campaign before the injury. He was the leading scorer on the team. He averaged close to 24 points per game, so he definitely handled his business right before the injury. What are some of the, in your opinion, Jenny, what are some of the intangibles that he brings to the Thunder, aside from youth and being very vibrant?
Well, I mean, he definitely has all the fingerprints of, you know, a point guard, which I think a lot of times becomes team leader. You know, he He seems very mature in the way that he approaches things both on the court and off. Just has kind of a deliberate demeanor about himself. Doesn't ever get too sped up, too emotional. I think that bodes well on the court and off. I think that he's a guy that, you know, he's comfortable in his own skin. Which, you know, I think just there's a lot of things about him that make you believe that he's a guy that, you know, is not only going to be able to take the lead role on the court, but also in the locker room. So, you know, this was, with the franchise rolling into a rebuild, obviously they had Al Horford, and I think Al Horford was a great influence in the locker room. He continued to be around the team. Even after he was shut down for the year, they had Mike Muscala, a guy that they acquired in free agency a few years ago, who is also a veteran guy and I think has a good way about him. I think guys listen to him. But obviously with this younger core, a guy like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be turned to, and clearly his standing on the team is really their best player. I think that just probably heightened how much guys look to him. I think he's got great upside. I think the Thunder feels really good about what they have in him and building around him, with him, all those sorts of things. I think they're really excited about that possibility.
Let's stay with the point guard position for a moment. We talked about Chris Paul and about, handing the reins over to Gilgeous-Alexander. But you know, CP3 had a nice. The Thunder were in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken, last year when they were in the bubble. The crazy situation that had taken place. You know, it was amazing when I found out that when the news had hit that CP3 had been traded to Phoenix. I was in shock behind this. I mean, they did well in the bubble, and they lost in the first round to the Rockets, but. Was this, Jenny, can you answer this question? Was this basically they wanted to just blow it up and just rebuild and go on a youth revival, or were there other factors that led to the trade of CP3, or was this Chris just saying, you know, I want it out of here?
I mean, I think it was probably a little bit of all of that. When they traded Russell Westbrook for Chris Paul, I think that, you know, everybody knows Chris isn't the youngest guy in the league, and he definitely wants to be on teams that are contending. And he came into a situation in Oklahoma City where they weren't going to contend for a title. They made the playoffs, which was a huge, that far exceeded expectations just because of, you know, who else was on that roster. That did not look like a playoff team, and yet they made the playoffs. So that far exceeded what I think anybody thought that might be possible for that roster. But part of acquiring Chris Paul was the Thunder has always tried to do right by players. If, you know, somebody wants to do something different that they've acquired, they've worked as best they can to make it happen. I mean, heck, think about Paul George. I mean, he went to them in secret the year he gets traded to the Clippers and says he wants a trade. And, you know, they did their best to make that happen and then ultimately make the best out of it for the franchise. And I think that's what they wanted to do with Chris Paul. They didn't just want to trade him for nothing, but they felt like they could get, you know, some players, some picks in return. And that's what they did. So, you know, to make the best situation for Chris, but also for themselves. And, you know, could they have kept Chris Paul? Probably. But the situation is they knew that was probably going to be, you know, a middle-of-the-road team in the West. They weren't going to be, contending for a championship. They were just going to kind of be in that middle road for a while if they kept Chris Paul and, you know, kept trying to maybe be a 7-8 type of seed in the West, which is, you know, that's a fine place to be. But I think the expectation after, you know, a decade basically of having a team in Oklahoma City that is not just making the playoffs but contending for championships with Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, I think people within the offices of the Thunder and outside, the expectation was do that again. And really the only way to do that, if you're not L.A., Miami, New York, if you're not in one of those places, is you've got to do it through the draft. And so, did they want to blow it up? No. but they knew the only way to get it done, to get back to the point of being a championship contender, was to rebuild, was to go young, was to acquire draft picks, was to try to get lottery picks, was to try to get as high as you can in the draft lottery. So all of those things, that's the methodology as it's set up right now in the league. You know, they're just not going to be able to lure, for the most part, really big free agents. They're just not coming to anyone other than those coastal teams right now. So they have to build with the draft and try to have a longer runway of success. So, yeah, they could have kept Chris Paul, absolutely, but it would have just delayed what was going to happen at some point, they feel like, to truly rebuild into a championship contender type of roster.
All right, and now we're going to talk more. You mentioned about with Oklahoma City being a small market and having to compete with the markets like L.A., New York, and Miami. We're going to get into that a little bit later, but let's stay with the Thunder. So Gilgeous Alexander, before the injury, was the leading scorer on the Thunder this past season. Also want to talk about one of my favorite players, someone who's been a tried-and-true veteran in the league, and that's Al Horford. He was the second leading scorer on the team, also was in the top five in rebounds, and also assists and blocks, and as well as steals and minutes played. Now, Jenny, we know that, as we mentioned earlier, that Oklahoma City is a team that's rebuilding. They're young, and they have this youth movement. But, you know, Al Horford brings that – he brings that veteran leadership. He's kind of fulfilling that role that Steven Adams once had. We're going to talk more about Steven in just a little bit, but just kind of give me your thoughts on Al's 2020-2021 season and what he brought to the table for the Thunder.
I mean, I think he did exactly what the Thunder hoped he would do. I mean, he's another guy in the same vein as Chris Paul. You know, when he arrived in Oklahoma City, I'm sure there was a conversation behind the scenes with Thunder brass that, you know, he is an older player and he wants to be on a contending team. And he obviously recognized that, you know, this wasn't going to be a team that contended for a championship, but, you know, he had been in Philadelphia. There'd sort of been question marks about how he fit in. Did he have a role in the NBA? All of those sorts of things. And I think coming to Oklahoma City, I think it helped him to, you know, answer some questions that might have been out there about how, you know, where he was in terms of, you know, being an NBA player for the long term, a guy that could help a contending team. And so I think he was motivated to show that he could, you know, he could be what contending teams would need from him. And I think the Thunder needed him to be that veteran guy that, you know, was in that locker room practice court space to be a guy that could help these younger guys. So I think it ended up being a winning combination for both sides. You know, I think in those situations, Oklahoma City's developed a reputation of, you know, being able to take veterans who maybe have gotten into situations where they, you know, aren't getting playing time, or their, you know, their reputation has hit the skids for some reason. And they've taken guys and rebuilt them in a way. And it has to be a two-way street. The player has to buy into what's going to happen and, you know, be involved in that as well. But I think that's worked really well for the Thunder. You know, they've acquired Kemba Walker this offseason. I don't know if he'll ever play a game for them, but it's one of those things that if he does, I think there's a chance he could have the same sort of benefits if he buys in and says, I need to do some things to show what I can do, and this franchise has helped other guys to do that. Maybe I can have the same sort of benefits. So I think it's continuing to build that narrative that, you know, these older, more veteran players that, you know, are maybe not at the tip-top of their game, but something left in the tank, have come here and had some pretty good results. So I think that it was I was glad that Al Horford was a member of the Thunder. For a while, I've always enjoyed watching him play, and I just wish it could have been longer and maybe when they were in a contending stretch of the franchise. But I think he's definitely one of those guys that, you know, if the Thunder does get back to that point where they're a contender, you know, in a few years, he's one of those guys that they've, you know, laid that foundation for moving forward.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making snack time delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply. 90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making snack time delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good, too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man. That's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry. I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And since it's finally the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses and a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
All right, definitely. You know, Al Horford's been, like you said it best, Jenny, he's been one of my favorite players, always been consistent, a great shooter, someone that's been solid and someone that's been always durable for a team, whether during his years in the Celtics or with other teams he's played for, whether it be in Atlanta or even with the Thunder. I want to stay just with Horford for a moment. What we know that Steven Adams was a beloved favorite in Oklahoma City, of course, during the time when Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and James Harden were there. Steven Adams was there during that period of time. But I know Steven was so beloved in Oklahoma City, and he was traded this past season to the New Orleans Pelicans. What were the differences in the style of play, in your opinion, from Horford to Adams?
Well, I mean, they're different big men. I mean, Horford's more of that stretch big man, and Steven Adams more of the traditional, I guess you could say, big man. And I think that's something that the Thunder wanted to see, how Shai Gilgeous-Alexander played with more of a stretch big man like Al Horford, who could shoot it. You know, Steven Adams, great player, as you said, beloved by Thunder fans and frankly, teammates, coaches, everybody in the Thunder organization loved Steven Adams. But he was more of that traditional big man down on the block. And there's a place for him in the NBA, and there's a place, maybe a place for a player like him in the Thunder in the future. But to see what Gilgeous Alexander looked like with, you know, more of that new age big man, I think, was important for the Thunder. So getting him paired up with Al Horford was important. And I think that the Thunder saw, yeah, they liked what he and Horford did together. So I think that probably means that they'll be likely to be in the market for a big man who can play like Al Horford at some point. You know, obviously those aren't, they don't grow on trees. You got to go figure out who they are and where they are, but that was definitely something the Thunder wanted to look at.
All right, and continuing with the youth movement on this Thunder team, Théo Maledon out of France, again, someone who's an emerging talent with the Thunder. And of course, he was in the top five in assists, also in steals and in minutes played. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Théo and what his 2020-2021 campaign was like, in your opinion.
Well, I mean, all rookies in the league were, you know, it was a challenge. They didn't have basically no summer league, no very limited training camp. So any positives you saw out of rookies in the NBA last year, no matter where they are or who they were, was, I mean, pretty impressive. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Thunder liked what they saw out of all their young guys, but I think having an off season to further develop and evaluate and integrate is going to be really important for them. So, you know, what that looks like moving forward, I don't know. But, you know, anything that they got out of Maledon, out of Pokuševski, I mean, that was positive. I think we saw good development, good, advancement out of both of those guys. But clearly having a more structured offseason and training camp is going to be significant for those guys moving forward.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
The Bid podcast from BlackRock breaks down what's happening in the markets and explores the forces changing investing. We cover topics like the megatrends shaping our future, how the COVID-19 crisis will impact markets in 2021, and why companies should lead with purpose. Listen to The Bid wherever you get your podcasts.
Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do.
And he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson, with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Unexpected trouble? CashNet USA can take the stress out of borrowing emergency funds. Our fast, secure application process makes it easy to apply online 24/7. Plus, CashNet USA offers same-day funding if approved before 10:30 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Additional terms may apply. Visit CashNetUSA.com or tap the banner to apply today.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of this.
Dr. Death.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of.
Starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
It's Wendy's Dave single is BOGO for $1. So is the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets. Get any of these faves BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And since it's finally the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Speaking of moving forward, you know, Jenny, one of my favorite players, the youth movement is alive and well in Oklahoma City, and I really got attention. I mean, this player really caught my attention in the bubble last year, and that's Lu Dort. What a phenomenal player he has been for the Thunder in such a short amount of time, just completing his second season in the NBA. He was in the top five on the team in points, also in minutes played and in steals. I mean, Lu Dort is an explosive player. I mean, he's got a lot of crossover ability. I mean, he is your classic shooting guard. Give me your thoughts on Lu and what he did this past season, and what do you see the future being for him in OKC?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a guy that the Thunder hopes is here for a while. I mean, because so much is in flux, you know, you just never know if that'll happen in the end, if he will be here for a long time. But I think they really love what he's done so far and how he has continued to evolve. You know, his first year, he was a two-way player most of the season as a rookie, and then they gave him a contract, and he was with them in the bubble, obviously had a huge playoff series against the Rockets, guarding James Harden most of the time. So he defensively is outstanding, continues to be outstanding, but I think where he can really make strides and did this last year, but I think will continue to, is offensively. You know, he was not a great shooter his rookie year, and he still had some struggles this last year. But I think if he can continue to, you know, show some consistency with outside shooting, I think he can be a huge weapon for the Thunder moving forward. And as a guy that, you know, was not he was not a first-round pick by any stretch of the imagination, you know, not a high draft pick or anything like that. To find a guy like that who is, you know, has shown himself capable of not just playing but starting and playing big roles, you know, that's a huge find for any franchise, but it's huge for the Thunder as they, you know, start to try to figure out what this next stretch of time will look like for them. I think he's a guy that they really, really love and hope he'll continue to see those signs of progress with him on the court.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of this.
Dr. Death.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of.
Starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of this.
Dr. Death.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of.
Starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Unexpected trouble? CashNet USA can take the stress out of borrowing emergency funds. Our fast, secure application process makes it easy to apply online 24/7. Plus, CashNet USA offers same-day funding if approved before 10:30 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Additional terms may apply. Visit CashNetUSA.com or tap the banner to apply today.
All right. And, you know, Jenny, we talked a lot about – you mentioned earlier about – small markets, and you mentioned about the bigger markets like L.A. and New York and Miami, and of course San Francisco, where the Golden State Warriors are playing at. Recently, a small market team won an NBA championship, and that's the Milwaukee Bucks. And of course, their cornerstone player is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now, the Thunder had three players that was there was a potential that they could have won an NBA championship. They had a chance to win it. They fell short against the Miami Heat. And, of course, it was the three that they had with Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. They've gone on and they've played for other teams. KD's won two NBA championships with the Warriors. I got to ask you, do you think with Milwaukee being a small market team or mid-market team in the NBA, is there a chance for, say, Oklahoma City or New Orleans or maybe Memphis? We've seen it with San Antonio or maybe a team like Sacramento. Do you think they have the capabilities to win an NBA championship in the future?
Well, sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, we saw them, get to the finals. We saw them, nearly upend that great Warriors team in 16. I mean, yeah, absolutely. It's possible. But as I said before, it's just a different way of building. That's the thing is, teams like the Knicks, the Nets, Lakers, Clippers, teams on the coast have shown that they can just, get free agents, and the free agents are, essentially recruiting other free agents to come and join them. And those teams have huge media deals with their, local broadcasters that bring in so much more money than your smaller market teams do. So that's why, when you look at the Bucks or you look at the Raptors a few years ago and you look at the guys that those teams were the pillars, were the hallmarks, they came either via draft or very early in their career. Giannis was drafted by the Bucks. Middleton was not, but he joined the Bucks early in his career when he was, he wasn't the Chris Middleton we see today. He was, just a guy who they developed, and he became an all-star. So, that's the type of thing that the Thunder has to try to do. They have to try to build through the draft, through young guys. Obviously, they didn't draft Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but got him after his rookie year. That's the type of thing that, they hope will be a building block for the future. I think it does give hope. You see these teams like Toronto, obviously they're a huge market, but they're, not one of those coastal teams. And then Milwaukee, clearly more of a small market team. So I think that does give hope to every small market team, but they have to do it through the draft. I mean, you can't hope that you're going to acquire some big free agents. It might happen. We saw Paul George come here. Not exactly it was a trade, but it was a deal that he and Russell Westbrook were, talking about, working through, and they were comfortable with. But for the most part, luck and hope is not going to get you there. You got to do it through the draft. You got to find great players and then develop them into superstars. That's what both of those franchises did. And I think that's what the Thunder, that's what they did in their first run to being a contender. And that's what they hope to replicate again over these next how many ever years it takes to get to that point.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz and Watson. Fire up your Thursday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep. Streaming only on Peacock, a new original comedy.
Me in a punk band?
We are Lady Punk.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
He puked all over the front row. Ew.
We are Lady Parts. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
I want to stay now with Oklahoma City. We're going to get more into Seattle and things of that nature in just a moment. But we know that Oklahoma City has been, since the franchise has arrived, since the Thunder have arrived in that city, has had one of the premier fan bases in the NBA. I know Oklahoma traditionally is a football state, but what is the NBA's popularity like in Oklahoma City?
I mean, it's high. When they were, especially when they had their great teams, I mean, it was definitely the show. Last year, with a team that was rebuilding, not so much. And we never saw the Thunder open up the arena to fans last year. So that was a decision they made based on COVID. But I think it, further sort of put the Thunder out of sight, out of mind for a year that wasn't very good. And, so people weren't as enthused last year. But when you see, the Thunder doing well, you see the fans very engaged and very interested. And people want that back. They want that level of quality basketball to return. So, it's definitely become something that the fans enjoy and love and are passionate about. And they're hoping that they have that championship level contender again in the not too distant future.
Were you a fan of NBA basketball before the franchise before the Thunder came to Oklahoma City?
Well, I mean, we had the Hornets here for a few years before that too, so obviously that became more of an interest, those couple years too. But I watch everything, so I don't know if I was a fan, and I don't know how much of a fan I am now, in terms of just sitting down and watching games. But, I think whenever you've got something that you're covering on a regular basis, you're definitely more engaged with it than otherwise. So I would say that's probably the same with a lot of people in Oklahoma City. I think, people weren't opposed to it, but they maybe weren't as engaged as they've become over the last decade plus.
We've heard a lot about the Thunder play in downtown Oklahoma City at the Chesapeake Energy Arena. And from watching those Thunder games on television, well, pre-COVID, it seems like those fans are just energetic and very excited. Can you describe to the listeners out there, Jenny, what's it like watching being at Chesapeake Energy Arena for a Thunder game?
Yeah, I mean, when the team's been good, which has been most years since they came here, it's an enthusiastic crowd, and I think it's been called a collegiate crowd. I think that's been said in a positive way. People very engaged. They don't just sit and watch. They're really into the game. So I think that's unlike some NBA markets where the fans can be a little bit more passive until you know, maybe the fourth quarter or the end of games. And you definitely see an engagement from Thunder fans that's really high. So I think that it's been said by people outside of here, by players here, you know, it's one of the louder, more rowdy environments that they've seen in the NBA. You know, I think there's a lot of really good ones. I think, you know, Utah has been a place that's been that way for a long time. Golden State, even before they got really good, had a really, you know, loud and strong fan base. You know, I think there are definitely some comparisons to those two for a lot of people around the NBA. So, and that's you know, it's fun to be in that environment, whether you're playing in the crowd, covering the game. It's always fun when that energy is high.
Last question before I let you go. Adam Silver has been very open about the NBA possibly expanding and maybe getting more cities involved in the league. Is there a chance, in your opinion, that Seattle could have an NBA franchise in the future?
Well, I mean, it would be an uneducated opinion, but I don't know why they wouldn't be able to be in that mix again. You know, the biggest problem they had when the franchise left there and came here was they had an arena that just didn't have the revenue streams available to it, suites and loge boxes and all the things that are now part of pretty much every NBA arena. They just didn't have it at Key Arena. So, you know, that to me, the timing just set up poorly for them to get that done. They had done some renovations to Key Arena, but they had also done baseball and, you know, done some things for the other teams in Seattle. And taxpayers were just, they weren't ready to foot that bill again. And so to make that a viable arena for, you know, really maximizing NBA revenue streams, they just weren't interested. So I think if that's something that can be remedied and they can figure out a way to provide that for a franchise, which I assume that they can, that would make a lot of sense. You know, obviously that's a huge market that had a long history with the NBA. I don't know why they couldn't do it again. It just seems like to me that's the thing that will have to be remedied if they can figure out a way to have an arena that makes sense for the NBA now, not for the NBA as it used to be. Those revenue streams are really important. And I think we've all seen that Seattle will get behind its teams. I mean, we've seen what Seahawks games look like. They've obviously gotten behind not just other sports, but, you know, women's basketball. The WNBA team there has been wildly popular. So that can definitely be an NBA market again. I'm sure that there'll be, you know, the bidding and the attempts by other cities to get an NBA franchise if expansion happens will be extremely spirited. That's obviously a huge, huge situation for any city. So I'm sure Seattle will be in the mix. And, you know, I think it'd be cool to see them have a franchise again. It'd be cool to see another iteration of the Seattle Sonics, which I'm sure that's what they would be. So I would enjoy it. And if it happens, I think it would be a cool thing to see the Oklahoma City Thunder facing the Seattle Supersonics.
You heard it from her. She's a sports columnist for the Oklahoman, Jenny Carlson. Jenny, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and if you have a website where people can view your articles, let them know that as well.
Sure. Our website's theoklahoman.com, and obviously lots of NBA draft coverage up there right now as we get ready for tonight. The Thunder with 6 picks as it stands right now, so lots of interest around here to see what they'll do with those selections. And then I'm on Twitter at Jenny, J-E-N-N-I, Carlson, _OK. I'll have all sorts of NBA stuff there, obviously, in the next 24 hours or so.
Awesome. Jenny, thank you so much. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
All right. Thanks. Talk to y'all soon.
All right. You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after
3-2,
this.
3-2-2-3. They mix it up. They communicate. Worked last night. So far, Gilgeous Alexander hits the three. Beautiful tip pass by Mello, but Baisley runs the floor and gets the alley-oop.
Coach Stott not happy about that.
calls the timeout right away. Blazers have yet to hit a three. Gilgeous Alexander hustling down the floor. Muscala from up top, and that's what he's been doing this season, hitting more threes per game. Gilgeous Alexander, checked by Little. Gets to his left. Nice sidestep and finish.
The Thunder played last night and really got toasted by the 76ers down in Philly. Dort.
Lugans Dort.
Dort in his last four games had 42 against Utah. Now the Thunder have like some absurd...
90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90 Day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply. 90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. A 90 Day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. Once again, a big special thank you to Jenny Carlson, sports columnist for the Oklahoman newspaper. Had a chance to discuss the 2020-2021 Oklahoma City Thunder thus far. And also a big thank you to you, the listeners out there, for enjoying this week's program. And until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've listened to At the Rim.